What a blessing this morning, right? To hear what God is doing in His world. I have just been so encouraged and so grateful to Sigrun and Becky, and look forward to hear more tonight and praying with you and praying for these projects for the next 6 years. How awesome is that? They're already planning 6 years to get this translation done, and just all that God is doing is wonderful. We're not going to do Luke. It says we're doing Luke, but we're not going to do Luke because time is running short. Can you turn, if you've got a Bible, can you turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2? I wonder if Ian could ping it up on the screen. 2 Thessalonians 2 from verse 16, and we're going to read through to verse 5 of chapter 3. Paul is praying as he comes to the close of his letter to the Thessalonian church. He says, "Now, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Finally, brothers and sisters, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored, as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ." These words seem appropriate, having heard of this radical work, this surrender to God, and their offering of their lives to pursue God's work. And there's just a few things that jump out at me that I want us to think about as we come to a close of our service this morning. Verse 16 of chapter 2, "May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts." God is a God of comfort, and Scott rightly prayed earlier for those among us who are struggling and in deep times of difficulty, facing, as Scott mentioned, physical struggles and alienation and turmoil, but also maybe a sense of spiritual distance from God, not having experienced the closeness of God. And Paul is encouraging us here that we have a Father in heaven, and we have Jesus Christ himself, who gives us eternal comfort. Eternal comfort. I'm struck by the challenges that these brothers and sisters face each and every day, the difficulties that come their way. And I'm struck that as we seek to faithfully follow Jesus in the context that we are in, we will face difficulties. We will face them. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also, Jesus said. And we need to be encouraged that in those times of difficulty that we all face from time to time, we have God our Father in heaven and the Lord Jesus Christ, who offers us eternal comfort. Now, here's what's interesting though. Look at verse 16 and 17. "Who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, may he comfort your hearts and..." See, we often stop there, don't we? Just, "God, comfort us, help us, be with us, encourage us." But Paul doesn't stop there. "Comfort your hearts and establish them. May he establish your heart in every good work and word." And I want us to pray that this morning. I want us to ask, what are we doing? What part of the work of God's kingdom are we playing? We've heard of the wonderful work in Central Asia, but what are we doing? And yes, we pray for God's comfort and God's help, that eternal comfort that will never, ever pass away. Isn't that amazing that he says eternal comfort? You can hold on to that. But what are we doing here so that God would establish not just that sense of comfort, but that he would establish our hearts in every good work and word? What part are we playing? How have we surrendered our lives? What is your dream? Is it the cottage in the Highlands and the Subaru? Or wherever? What are you working towards? What are you saving towards? Are you praying that God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of eternal comfort, are you praying that He would establish you not just in peace and hope for the struggles that you're facing, but are you praying that He would establish you in every good work? So we're not all called to preach. We're not all called to translate Bibles. We are all called to share the good news, but a part of that is works. What good works are you called to? And word. How are you doing at sharing Jesus with those that you come into contact with? It's hard, isn't it? But we need to pray that God would establish and comfort our hearts and establish them in every good work and word. God does it, friends. God does it. It's He who does it. I'm not asking us to go and work harder. I'm asking us to pray. Oh God, would we so encounter You week by week? Would we so be filled with Your Spirit that You would establish our heart in every good work and word for the extension of Your kingdom? There's freedom in that. There's freedom in that. There's no freedom in go and do this, go and do that, go and do the next thing. But there is freedom in praying, oh God, would You come to Hillview Community Church week in, week out, in our prayer triplets, in our Sunday services, in our small groups, and would You establish our hearts in every good work and word? We need to pray that prayer more and more. Finally, verse 1 of chapter 3, brothers, pray for us. Pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored. There's an urgency there. There's an urgency there. We want God's word to speed ahead. There's a lot to do, Paul's saying. We know that to be true. As happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all have faith. And I really hope you can come along tonight. We're going to pray for these friends. And we're going to pray that they would be kept safe from evil and wicked men. And we're going to pray that we would be kept safe from that. Because we live in a culture, certainly, where 97% of Aberdeen do not have faith. And if we're living faithfully, we're going to feel it more and more, more and more. And we need to pray, God, strengthen us, strengthen us. And then just to close, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you. He will guard you against the evil one. He's faithful. He's faithful. He will keep us safe. He will establish us. His comfort is eternal. Verse 4, and we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Do you see again? What's at the center of Paul's challenge here to every good work and word? What is at the center? What is he basing all on? May the Lord direct your hearts, not to strategy, not to plans, although those are important, but may the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. He's just wanting to encourage them again. You're safe in this. You're secure in this. You can go forward. You can go forward. You can let the word of Christ speed forward urgently because you are safe in the love of God and the steadfastness of Christ. Sagar and Becky, know this morning, you are safe in the steadfastness of Christ and in the love of God. And we thank you for your challenge that you have brought to us today. And we pray that you would have confidence, as verse 4 says, that you would know that you are doing and will do the things commanded of God. And Hillview, may we know and have confidence that we are doing and will do the will of God. Not playing, but chasing after what God has for us, safe and secure in Him, in His steadfast love, in His eternal comfort. May we know that we are doing what He has called us to do. I just want to give a moment's silence and that question. What is your role in the kingdom of God? What is your role in his work? I want to encourage you to lay your life before the Lord. Offer it to him as a blank check and ask him, what would you write in? Where are you sending me? What's your plan for me, God? Just take a moment. Spirit of God, we pray that you come and reveal your heart to us. Where are you calling? May the Lord direct your heart to the love of God and the steadfastness of Christ. Oh Lord Jesus, you are worthy. You are worthy. One day in heaven, every tribe and nation and tongue, every people group will speak and proclaim your worthiness, your honor, your glory, your power, your wisdom, your strength. May we know of your great worth and glory now. May we find ourselves enfolded in the comfort of God and in the steadfastness of Jesus Christ. Thank you that you're strong. You're strong. You hold us, you guide us, and you lead us forward. Oh Jesus, we pray that we would play our part so that more and more people will one day encircle the throne in heaven and proclaim, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive all power and wisdom and glory and honor and strength. Direct us, we ask.